The dream economy is here. Are you coming? Welcome. My name is Catherine Morrison, and as I've coached countless online entrepreneurs into six, multiple six-figure and $500,000 businesses, I've learned a lot. One of the main things is that I'm not just here to help you create a high quantity of money. It's actually pretty easy. I'm here to help you do that through the highest quality money imaginable. That means activating and amplifying your unique frequency to take your being and form it into a magnetic, sharply differentiated brand that has clients dropping in out of the sky, salivating to work with you specifically, not someone who does that thing you do. I'm here to help you open the channel for the creation that wants to come through you, where growing your business and building demand comes from razor-sharp business precision, and business growth is always tied to an expansion of your pleasure. Expanding your mind and your nervous system to create more, receive more, and be bigger in visibility and impact in the world than your rational mind ever imagined possible. This isn't matrix business building. It's business building through soul ascension. This isn't just business coaching. This is the timeline to your destiny. Are you ready to play? Welcome to the Ascension Through Entrepreneurship podcast. Let's get started. Okay, first of all, can we talk about how gorgeously our soul family is expanding? This past week, I was telling my coach about this. She was laughing so hard. She was like, that's got to be in like a marketing post or something. So this past week on the accelerator call, I just loved, like, this was just such an embodiment of what the soul fam inside of there is. I coached a $1 million client on interpreting different animal energies that were coming up a lot. Like, spirit communicates with us so constantly, and it really is a skill set to be able to start to see those messages as you walk around in the world and see like where spirit, the universe, whatever works for you, right? Like where you are being guided to go, what you are being guided to step into, and really how to understand what the universe is communicating to you. Like, sort of, I think of it as like the universe is constantly sending you cheat codes. Like, you could go in this like very linear progression with what you're doing. And when you open yourself up to it, the universe is always, it's like a game genie. It's always sending you cheat codes into a more quantum path to your expansion. So that was like the first segment of the accelerator call. And then literally right after that, the client I coached right after that is a shaman who really needed some rigorous mindset help on consciously creating what wanted to come through her in the time she had available to her in this 3D plane. And I was just like, oh my gosh, seriously? Like, helping the people who are super high level in mindset really learn how to work more on the energetic plane, work more with the spiritual tool set. And then for my more spiritual clients who just have more development to do on the mindset side, we have the most amazing community. It is so much fun. So I have just never been a part of programs or containers that lived at that mountaintop before, right? Like, I had to have my mindset containers were over here, and then I had my spiritual containers over here. And it was like, it was always like the splitting of my energy, but we're all both, right? We're all spiritual beings having a human experience. And part of our human experience is having a brain. And so I love so much seeing all of you coming into the accelerator, seeing the soul family growing and just doing the damn thing, like really deepening that spiritual intuitive side, dropping more into the body and its messages for you, and then having like the highest level rigorous thought work available in the entire world. Like, there's nothing else like my programs on earth. Oh, and holy cow, does that feel good to be able to offer work that is so potent, that brings together mind and soul and offers you the most insane transformation from leveraging both the mind and the spiritual tool sets. So it's the freaking best. I love you all so much. It is so fun to see this soul family expanding so powerfully. Now, another thing that has drastically changed since my rebrand last year is the range of entrepreneurs I'm now attracting and calling into my field. There's this wave of higher level entrepreneurs, a lot in the six-figure level, but I mean, we're even seeing so many in the multiple six, multiple seven-figure people who are watching the way I'm showing up to lead this movement, right? Like the way I'm leading and pulling in this entirely new paradigm onto the planet. And it got me thinking about how useful it would be to do a couple podcasts on higher level leadership. So next week and the following week, I'm going to be covering from both the masculine and feminine energetic side, what higher level leadership really requires. But today, I just wanted to cover, I was thinking about this and I realized that like when you're in your first like $100,000, you're really just working on building that baby business, right? Your first $100,000, it's a baby business. And it needs your love and your support, but in order to grow past that baby business level, that first $50,000, that first $100,000, you do need to step into leadership. It's no longer about slinging out marketing posts and just bringing in some clients, right? It's about really stepping back and having a bigger vision on what you stand for and the world you're consciously creating through your body of work and pulling it in as a lived reality, right? Which means it requires having and developing a body of work, having and developing your thought leadership, and then enrolling your community into that vision. Now, just notice the words leadership, vision, and community feel a little big for where you are right now. Because one of the first things I realized before I even dive into next week and the following week on these like higher level conversations around leadership is the problem that I see with so many people online that cap themselves both mentally, like where their possibility is, and energetically into like that really, like they make $100,000 the cap, right? $100,000 is the end goal, which really energetically and mentally caps them from expanding into something like leadership, vision, community. And so I want you to try on these thoughts right now. Like we're just going to go into the thought dressing room with them. And I'm going to say a few phrases and I want you to really drop into your body and just notice how they feel. Do they feel like they fit like a glove? Like who you believe yourself to be right now is already vibrationally at the same level as those thoughts. Or do those thoughts feel like you're a little kid in your mom's dressing room putting on her fancy clothes and they don't quite fit you? Okay. So just listen to these phrases, these thoughts, and try them on and notice how they fit. Do they fit like a glove or do they feel too big for you currently? Are they invitations to expand into them? I am a visionary. I have a vision for the world and business I am consciously creating. Just feel that in your body. I am a visionary. I have a vision for the world and business I am consciously creating. Does it fit or does it feel way bigger than you right now? Let's try another one. I am a leader. My community and my industry looks to me for leadership and trusts me for guidance. I am a leader. My community and my industry looks to me for leadership and trusts me for guidance. Does that fit or does it feel way bigger than you? Just notice. Because if you're being short-sighted, and only thinking about that first $100,000, only putting yourself in programs and mentorship designed for a baby business, that first $100,000, I can almost guarantee you are not expanding into that level of brand and identity of how you're showing up online. And I've been thinking about this so much. Like, why was it that I was so easily able to go from $60,000 in my first year of business to over $300,000 in my second year? And so much of it was that once I got started with signing some clients and I saw what was possible with online entrepreneurship, I did not ever dare cap my energy, my thinking, and my identity at $100,000. I never did that to myself. I never lopped myself off in my potential like that ever. Like, of course, I knew I was going to pass $100,000 after my $60,000 year. But when I thought about $100,000, I literally just thought of it like an obvious stepping stone I would walk through to a higher multiple six-figure business at least. Right. I think at the time when I was at $60,000, I did not believe in multiple seven figures, but I was really thinking, like, when I recently released my podcast, actually on expanding from 50,000 to 500,000. And I think the words that I use, right, like going from 30,000 to 300,000, 40,000 to 400,000, 50,000 to 500,000. Some of you had thoughts and feelings about it. Like, you've been capped, or it almost feels like you're trying to fight your way past this like $100,000 mark or right around there. And it almost felt like nonchalant to you. Like how I was just like slinging, like, yeah, I just go from 30,000 to 300,000 or 40,000 to 400,000. And I think some of you are a little mad, but like, yes, from $50,000 to $500,000, it's not a problem. Now, I'm not saying everybody's going to make that jump in like 18 months like I did, but I just want you to think about how I was thinking about it. Like literally how and why I was able to expand from $60,000 to over $300,000 the next year. And it's because I was literally not ever thinking about just trying to make it to that little $100,000 mark. So first, just notice if you have short-sightedness in your goals, if you have smallness in your vision that is mentally and energetically capping you in that first $100,000 range. This doesn't mean you shame yourself or you beat yourself up. Like, this isn't an invitation for you to tell yourself that you should be further along. None of that, okay? What this is right now is an invitation into a delicious, bright, sumptuous vision of what is possible for you. Like if you were inside of a dark car and suddenly you realized it had a sunroof and you pulled the shade back and opened the top. Let that sunshine stream in. Let that delicious fresh air just come into you, receive it. Let those delicious golden tendrils of possibility lick your skin. Feel the warmth of the glow of possibility just brushing against you. And ask the cells of your body to drink it in. Ask your body to drink in this higher vibration to heal and help to start to unhinge old, dense energies and patterns from within you. You have a vision of what is possible for you, for a community of people that you haven't even fully called in yet. You are a leader. And if there is resistance in the mind to receiving that, that's okay. But can you gently unhook? Can you gently just set the intention to unhinge your consciousness from that resistance for a moment and instead feel into the cells of your body and just ask them to open and drink it in, to just allow an upgrade in? You are a leader. You have a vision of what is possible for you, for a community of people that are out there right now seeking you. They haven't even found you yet, but they're hungry for your leadership. You are a leader. You were born for such a time as this. Literally every single thing in your life, every hardship, every left turn, every moment has led you to here, to your leadership, to your light. drink the truth of that in. Now, there are so many reasons to ask yourself to stop energetically and mentally capping yourself at that $100,000 mark. One of the biggest ones is stepping into true leadership of a community and enrolling everyone into the vision that you have. And if you're like, I don't have a vision, I want you to consider the vision is out there. It's like seeking you. It's like, I want you to imagine you're like in the car, but the sunroof has been closed and the vision's been like knock, knock, knocking. The vision's like, hello, hello, can you open the sunroof? I'd like to come and visit you. I have delicious things to share with you. And when you don't open the sunroof and let it in, of course you don't have the vision yet. But once you open the sunroof and you let it visit you, it is so magical to see how deeply your expansion just naturally expands others. And when you really feel into the magic of the vision, the expansiveness of it, I like envision this delicious golden light and you just floating up, soaking in the light, feeling those light coaches entering your body, feeling that golden light just dripping, expanding every cell of your being. And as you expand your light, you start to see all of those other people around you. They begin to levitate and float towards you more and more. First, you just see a handful of people lifting up off the ground. And then as you continue to expand and radiate your light, more and more people just lifting off the ground, expanding, all of you just bathed and surrounded by this delicious golden light of expansion and possibility. And you choosing to expand into your fullest light, choosing not to energetically and mentally cap yourself, choosing to expand into your fullest potential is what then does and creates this audience of people that are out there right now looking for you, hungry for you, searching for you. Now, there is another reason. And I've been thinking about this so much as this is what you all will be coming into Pleasure and Precision to really work on. But once you are shining your light, we want you literally in your light, right? In your zone of genius. And to really stay in your light, there's all the juicy feminine practices and the embodiment and all of those things to work your light. But there is also very serious, just like nuts and bolts, masculine structure that we want to start to put into your business, right? So that you can stay in your zone of genius. This will require developing systems and processes. It will require support. What does support look like for you? So that you deeply feel like your business is something that is, oh, it's holding you. Your business is holding you. It's taking care of you. It's something you can just nestle into rather than feeling like it's another thing you have to work for all the time. And just talking straight math, support is an investment cost. And when you energetically and mentally just cap yourself at $100,000 as being your goal, I want you to remember $100,000 of top line revenue, like $100,000, if you understand what top line is, it's like the money that you're bringing into the business. That's very, very, very different than having a business that generates a high enough revenue for you to actually pull $100,000 out of your bottom line that you can actually pay yourself and live on and support yourself with. So if you are energetically and mentally capping yourself at that $100,000 level, that's top line revenue. But it's a business, right? So the business has expenses. And so what comes out of the bottom is very different than $100,000, right? From the top line, of course, there's going to be investments, coaching, high-level mentorship, investments in luxurious support that you can stay in your zone of genius. Now, all of the other business expenses that come through. Do you want to take trips? Do you want to have amazing photo shoots? Do you want to invest into ads to grow your reach? Now, if you live in like the swamps of Mississippi, You could energetically and mentally cap yourself at $100,000 and still have maybe some money for like mentorship, luxurious support, all those things, and maybe have enough in the bottom line to live if it's like, I don't know, $200 a month for your mortgage or something, right? But most people It's not where they're living. And you do see a good number of online entrepreneurs do this. Like they go and they move to Bali or Costa Rica or a very low cost of living area so that their standard of living can be higher even if their revenue is low. It's called geo arbitrage. But I just want you to start to consider like the kind of thinking that leads to that. Like what you believe is possible for yourself when you make the decision of, I will move to the lowest possible cost of living area. It's like you're sort of hunkering down for a business that isn't going to do very well. Okay. And what I would really like to recommend is you expanding, not retracting and contracting, and then making decisions that lead to just a lower level of living. Okay. So I just want you to start to think about the math of what actually living your best life and having a business that is like generously supported actually costs, right? So let's just like, we're just going to break this down. And this is seriously just back of the napkin math, very literally just pulling figures out of my ass. Okay. But we're just going to say as like a potential, what an actual profit and loss statement could look like, or if you're looking at like financial planning in your business, what it could actually look like, right? All right. So your investment into Pleasure and Precision, at least at the time of this recording, would be $36,000 annually. That's probably going to go up in the next year or two. But for now, at the time of this recording, that would be your baseline investment for your mentorship and coaching, $36,000 per year. Then let's say you want another $40,000 to $50,000 for delicious levels of support. I honestly think this is probably low, but this could snag you a VA. We'll look at if what you need or like want is domestic support. And of course, for those of you that are in like, because I had a client in the mastermind, she's at like around $50,000. And we just looked at like a few little things that she would need a VA for. So of course we can step into this, right? But I want you to step into it from a more expanded vision, right? So we're going to right now just look at what could that be, right? So 40 to 50 grand, you could get a VA, you could probably get some help with the domestic support in your house. So you could be deliciously supported there as well. Cause it's not super helpful if you're supported in your business and then you're run ragged in your life outside of your business. So let's just say $50,000. And I also want to caveat for those of you coming into the mastermind who are already in like multiple six-figure businesses, like these numbers are going to look different if you're looking for something like very high level support, like a really good OBM or whatever. But right now we're just doing back of the napkin math. Okay. Then you have to think about things like tech systems. If you want to do photographers for photo shoots, if you want to have any fun content or marketing type things that you would want a videographer for, business trips you want to take in the airfare, the meals, the cost of any of those business trips you want to take that expand you into other networks, that keep you plugged into your community, any of that stuff. Okay. Let's just be super conservative and say that's like $10,000 to $20,000 per year. Then remember, you're also paying taxes on all your profit. And I highly recommend building a deliciously profitable business. So you'll want to be setting that aside. And then you want to decide how much you want to pay yourself. As a goal to map to, I think at least $100,000 is a salary as like, this is my vision of what I want to, like, I would like to be paying myself. That's decent. So adding up all of that, which is totally just made up back of the napkin math. And I just realized as I did the math, I did not even include in what taxes would be, right? So like $186,000 to $206,000, and there would be money in there that would need to be added for what you would pay in taxes, okay? So again, I think I was a little conservative with my math, but let's just say $250,000 just for funsies, okay? Mine is a little higher. I love to take majestic business trips and do luxurious photo shoots and take the most amazing, like plug myself into the most high vibe, high supportive communities. I want the highest level, the most amazing support, the employees and the team I bring on. And I just want to live a life so majestic and amazing. It doesn't even make any rational sense. So my numbers are higher. But what every single person's most amazing, majestic life is going to look like is going to be totally different for each person. So I just want to encourage you to literally actually do math of what that is for you. Like, rather than just having tons of marketing programs online, market you programs on your first $100,000. And they're like, come in and learn this. Come in and learn your first $100,000. How about instead of letting the marketing programs decide for you what the size of your business should be, how about you consciously decide right now what you want to create? And I just pulled those numbers out of my butt. You go and actually look at, what is my mortgage? Do I like the house I'm living in? What kind of house would I like to live in? What is the actual math of what you want? And then decide, that is for me. That is what my goal is. Like, literally, I would put money on the fact that about, I would say 95%, maybe even 98% of the people listening to this right now have not made a spreadsheet with the actual math of all of this for themselves, right? Like, what the most delicious support in their business would be, everything that they deeply desire, what everything that they deeply desire to have the life that they want to live costs, and then saying like, oh, that's how much money I want to make, right? So many people are just deciding how much money that they're going to make based on what marketing programs online are marketing to them. And that's someone else deciding for you. And again, I want you to think, like, being an employee, making $100,000 is very different from being a business, bringing in $100,000 top line, and then having from that $100,000, a lot of it flowing out as investments. Remember, what you made as an employee was just a fraction of what the business was bringing in overall. Okay. So I want you to be thinking about, what do I want to be paying myself? And what does luxurious investments into the growth of my business look like? And what does, like, all of those things? And then decide, oh, that's how much I'm going to make. That's my business goal. And here's the other thing that I will say. A lot of you are paying yourselves too much too soon. You're like taking your business that's still growing. It's like sending a five-year-old to like the coal mines and being like, okay, come bring me your money. We're not doing that. Now here, I think I was like super far on the other end of the spectrum with this. So I'm not asking that you do what I did, but I literally did not draw a salary for myself until my business was making over $500,000 per year. My business reserves to this day have hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars in it. Because if you guys have been listening to me for more than a minute, you know, it's like I have business reserves and then there's money there that's not business reserves for like my coaching business. It's going towards a physical community space that I am committed to building for us. I am committed, whether it's a retreat center, whether it's a housing development, I don't know exactly what it is, but what I know is I have a vision. And so I'm not just like airy fairy in the fucking sky, like I have a dream. I'm literally putting hundreds of thousands of dollars of cash aside to make that vision a reality. So all of that money, that's not my money. That's my business's money. It's another big girl business thing, having clear separation between what money is for you and what money is for your business. A lot of you are treating it like one glob and you just literally haven't even made plans. You haven't looked at the math of it. You have no intention for it. And when you don't have intention and you're not bringing consciousness to it, what you bring to it is your right now, whatever your default patterns are. So if there's overspending, then overspending, right? If it's under earning, it's under earning. So you just have to look at what is happening. And I know a lot of you see me now with my fancy nails and my designer bags and shoes, but please know this is like years into my business. And even now, years into my business where I'm making so much money, we actually still live in what I would call, I mean, here's the thing. We live in Austin, Texas. It's very expensive here. So is it a $1 million home? Yes. But was it $1 million when we bought it? No. I still have to this day, my two sons share a bedroom. Because I am prioritizing, I want to have cash on hand to be seriously investing into the growth and health of my business. And I'm totally willing, like I don't need every single child to have like their own bedroom, right? So where are your priorities? And does your spending reflect those priorities? Okay. I have all the cash that I have to play with right now right? For my fancy nails and my designer bags and my shoes and all the things you're seeing, because I invested heavily and I still invest heavily into my mind, my energy, my leadership, and my business skill sets. I invested heavily into putting myself in very high level community and mentorship. I invested in support, right, through coaching and mentorship. And then I invest in support in bringing on people on my team to help me build like this majestic, this gigantic vision that like I opened the sunroof and it came in and it's like, here it is, baby. And I'm like, oh my goodness. Right? So I'm doing it. I'm prioritizing where my money is going into bringing on the support I need. And then I'm investing in training and professional development and coaching for my team. I'm paying for my team to get really sharp with Facebook ads. Last year, I paid for my operations manager to go through a time management program. Like we invest so heavily in our growth, both my growth, my team's growth, the business's growth, as a priority, as a serious, serious priority. And some of you aren't thinking with a longer term vision of what you're wanting to do in mind, and you're just paying yourselves too much too soon and living on a bloated lifestyle, which is eating up so much of the money that you like your business is generating cash and then you're eating it up and you're not feeding the business. So if you're not prioritizing the growth engine and health of your business, whether that's in high-level mentorship or masterminds for you or training and development for your team, or investing into developing a very specific skill set, an entrepreneurial skill set that you know will absolutely up-level your business, that will be reflected in the growth and health of your business. So let's take this as your homework for this week. Really start to feel into what are my desires? What do I desire to consciously create and call forward? Rather than set your goals at what the programs around you are marketing as possibilities, take some time this week and literally put together math, put together actual numbers. Now listen, I know you all are like Catherine with her energy and her woo and her spiritual healing and her containers, but fun fact that some of you might not know, I am a total personal finance nerd. And when I left work as an employee, I literally was considering becoming a financial planner because I love money and thinking about how to strategically make money. And then once you have the money, how to strategically make investments that take that money that you have and then turn it into lots more money. And I like never really, I definitely talk about investing into your business and growing your business. But because I have done that and invested into my business now generates so much, right? I'm able to invest money into so many other asset forms and streams of income that create passive income for me, right? Like I invest hundreds of thousands of dollars into real estate investments. I can talk about stocks, like individual stocks versus index funds, all of that. Right. I can talk about how Goddess Kali manifests in the energetic realm. And I can also talk to you about your Vanguard index funds. Right? And I'm super excited about running Pleasure and Precision and working and helping all of you on both of these sides of things, right? Where you're not just making top line $100,000, but you're serious. You've done the math and you're like, oh, wait, I don't want to cap myself at top line $100,000. I want to be paying myself at least $100,000. And then what are all of the other things that feed into that? The business investments I want to make, the support I want to bring on. What is my goal for my business? And then growing something, opening that sunroof and letting that delicious golden light stream in, letting that vision come to you and letting money be so plentiful that you have the money for business investments and all the juicy life stuff. And as you're making more and more in the mastermind, it can be super helpful to have a mentor that literally understands actual wealth building. Like there's a lot of people and they're great marketers and they can teach you how to like market and make some money. But when you look at their net worth on the back end, actually ask them, what is your net worth, right? Are they actually taking that money and building it into wealth that's funding like a larger vision? Or are they on a cycle right? Of bringing money in and then spending it all and bringing money in and then spending it all. Okay. And like, shameless plug, literally, where else on earth are you going to find a mentor that is as comfortable talking about wealth building and real estate syndication and index funds and super nuts and bolts, like entrepreneurial skill set stuff, like copywriting and messaging and organic funnels, paid funnels, right? While also having a mentor that can walk you through straight up like energy healing and like deep pleasure and feminine embodiment practices. Seriously, we do like juicy dropped in practices and long-term super strategic business and financial planning. And how magical is this world that a container like pleasure and precision is available to you, that it exists to serve you and help you so holistically. So put together your dream list of business investments where you give yourself luxurious support with mentorship or team, investment into skill sets, and then really look at for you. Of course, it's back of the napkin. It doesn't mean that this is like the end all be all, but then you at least have some ballpark number of the math of the dream that you're calling in, of the size of the business that you're at least starting with as what you're going for. And do you have longer term money goals? Like for me, I mentioned, I'm super serious about having a physical retreat or community space for us and our soul family. And that impacts what I'm putting away and what I'm saving in my business to actually fund the longer term vision I have. If you have something like that, you have to think about that and have that math on a spreadsheet. Right? Vision boards are great, but they're way more fun when they turn into spreadsheets that become your lived reality. And when you have that number in front of you, ask yourself what you would have to believe about yourself, about the potential of your business, about what you're worthy of, to allow yourself to really start to plug into the possibility of that number being your current revenue number to work towards. And obviously, we'll talk in the mastermind during the immersion days about whether that's best suited as like, yes, let's make this your 2023 goal, or do we want it to feel into a different trajectory depending on your exact unique situation, whether that be stuff that's going on in your business and, or maybe it's like stuff that's going on in your personal life. Maybe there's certain things with family expenses, right? All of that stuff. But for now, do not turn this off and just like shut your brain off and don't do this work. I just want you to be aware of like, if there's a part of you that's like, oh, that sounds hard, or I don't want to do that, just notice that. Really take the time and decide on the other side of putting your math together what you open yourself up to. I want you to imagine this is like you're in the car and it's super dark and you're like, wait a second, there's a sunroof. Let me open it. Decide the number that you are opening yourself consciously. You are opening your consciousness and your energetic body to expanding into, and claim it. Claim the inevitability of that timeline for you. How we know it's possible for you is because you actually took the time to look at the math, and it's what feels delicious and nourishing to you. And that's how we know it's yours. And then ask 2023 to dance with you to help you to bring it in. I love you all so much, and I'll see you next week. If you are loving what you are learning on the podcast and you're ready to cultivate and radiate your unique frequency out into the marketplace so that your audience stops the scroll, sees you, and drops in to buy, your next step is joining us in the Brand Alchemy Accelerator. Once you're energetically unbound, we take the work deeper as you prepare for the solopreneur to entrepreneur transition in the Pleasure and Precision Mastermind, more deeply cultivating your energy and then learning to powerfully harness and direct it on the front end through the precision of your marketing and selling, and on the back end through setting up a business that feels like it's holding you instead of you feeling like it's one more thing you have to take care of. Head to www.katherinemorsoncoaching.com to learn more. Thank you.